celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Well, Judy is screening your calls toll-free, 1-866-405-8405 right now. I'm already losing my voice and we've just started.
You got a long way to go, Hal.
What's that about? You could also ask your questions directly from the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. It's a free download thanks to those folks over at Drs. Foster's and Smith. On today's show, I'm telling you, we have a nine-year-old hero.
Nine
I love
years
it.
Wow.
When they start this young, it just warms the cockles of my heart. I'll tell you that right
she
now.
She was raised right.
And she'll be joining us in just a couple of minutes. I don't want to tell you exactly what she's done yet because I want you to stick around. It's called a tease.
Not even a little tease? Nothing?
Not even a little.
No hints?
Even a little morsel or anything like that. Wow. I will tell you, I will give you a tease here. Pamela Paquin? Is that how
I'm not sure if it's Paquin.
She'll be joining us in just a few minutes. We'll find out how to pronounce her name. Yes. And then, of course, I'll slaughter it.
Of course.
After learning how to pronounce it. And she makes clothing, but a special sort of clothing. She takes roadkill. She finds roadkill, and she makes it into...
She uses the fur.
Top-of-the-line clothing.
Yes.
That sells for like $1,000 a piece, some of these.
I know.
You want to stick around for that, don't you?
I
do.
Oh, yeah, I do.
That's certainly intriguing. Let's take your calls toll-free for Dr. Debbie or Dogfather Joey Villani at 1-866-405-8405. Speaking of which, Joey... What do you got on today's show?
Well, we're going to talk about, how to take away that irritation that your dog sometimes gets from the groomer.
Like that razor burn type of stuff?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, maybe I should have elaborated on it because irritation could mean that your dog just irritated being at the groomer.
Yeah.
But skin irritation, when a dog gets clipped too close. I'm in grooming mode here, so, I know what I'm thinking, but I forget that sometimes I got to project it out a little bit better.
Well, let's head back to the phones, toll-free at 1-866-405-8405, and we have Marcy on the phones. Hey, Marcy.
Hi.
Where are you calling from today?
West Reading, PA.
Oh, okay. Listening on WEEU, perhaps?
Yes, I am.
Love that station. So how can we help you?
Okay, I have a cat that's 17 years old.
Wow.
he's having trouble with constipation right now.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes he walks around the house and he'll drip a little bit all over when he's walking, but he can't seem to go any more than that.
Okay. And what does the stool look like? Is it solid or is it runny?
No. Well, when he drips a little like diarrhea, and that's runny. But he might go in his litter box, and that's... That's a hard solid. It's like very hard when he does go. And he, how would you describe it? He likes strains to try to go.
Okay. Yeah. And how often does he poop? Is it once a day, every other day?
No, it's like every 3 days, I would think.
Okay. Well, we need to get this guy some relief then, definitely. And it is very common in older kitties, and older kitties being really in the teens and up, that they can suffer some problems with constipation. And the things that I hear from cat owners, some people will describe a cat that passes very large and dry stool. And then there are other cats that will have a varying consistency. And let's, it's kind of gross talking poo on the air, but some cats will have a liquidy, almost like a diarrhea component, and then later go on and struggle and pass a very large, maybe even oversized stool.
Right.
So both of those kind of things can still be constipation. And it can happen for a lot of reasons in an older kitty. They often can have subclinical dehydration. So as cats get older, they don't drink as much. They can also have other health conditions that kind of dehydrate them as well. So chronic kidney disease is a very common cause of dehydration and constipation in older kitties. And then we also run into problems where they'll have arthritis or maybe some problems with the lower spine function, and they can retain their stool longer. So all of those things being said, a cat that's pooping every 3 days needs help. We want to see this kitty pooping every day.
Okay,
and good. So the first thing I always do is I always like to do a full exam and make sure we do some some lab work and see if we have some health problem we need to address, like kidney disease. Because for kidney disease, some simple steps like some of the therapeutic prescription diets can be very helpful in restoring their fluid balance as well as improve the stool quality. So that's one big thing. And also if a cat needs fluids, sometimes I'll have owners give that at home if it's not too bad, and they can give fluids just to kind of help the kitty stay hydrated. Okay. So that's a really important thing, because there's very little we can give a cat to make them poop if they're dehydrated like a little prune inside. So that's definitely number one that we have to look at. But from there, once we've done all of those things, then I actually am a fan of Miralax. It's a human product in the GI aisle, just over the counter at your pharmacy. Mm-hmm. And for older kitties, I like to give that usually twice a day. And for some cats, they may not have really bad problems with their stools, but if they're noticing the decreasing or increasing the lengthening duration between when they're having stools, then Miralax could be a really big lifesaver for them. And I'll use anywhere from maybe a quarter to an eighth of a teaspoon twice a day, just to start off, and then kind of work our way up from there.
Okay. We did try Miralax. It did work a little bit. So far, he's still not going every day, though.
Okay.
We haven't been measuring it, so I think if we measure it, maybe we'll find out we're not giving him enough.
Yeah, and like I said, if you haven't seen the veterinarian recently, there may be some things they can throw in as well to help him out and just to get his hydration better. But for any kitty, when we're constipated, I want to encourage them to drink. And they're kind of like horses. You can take them to a water bowl, but you can't always make them drink.
Right.
So the ways to sneak it in would be to either feed exclusively canned food, great hydration. Over 75% of canned food is water, so that's a great thing. You can water down dry food. Kitty water fountains can be a great thing if the kitty likes the moving water and it encourages them to drink. And if we don't have other health problems, sometimes I'll even use a little bit of chicken broth just to kind of increase the water intake. And they sometimes like the taste of that a little bit.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right. Well, best wishes with your kitty there, and I hope he's pooping better soon.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405. If you have a dog that pulls, like I do, come here, Max, and let me put on the Halti harness. The Halti harness will help your dog stop pulling by providing front body control. Check out the Halti range by the Company of Animals. It includes the Halti training lead, Halti head collar, Halti training harness, and the OptiFit head collar, which comes with a DVD training guide. To find a Halti range retailer near you, visit www.companyofanimals.us. It will change your life. Good boy, Max.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Okay, for all you men out there who've ever vented about the cost of razor blades or the razor burn that cheap blades give you, I want you to check out Harrys.com today. This is good stuff, guys. At Harry's, you get high-quality razor blades and shaving products for a fraction of drugstore prices. Why pay $32 for razor blades when at Harry's, you can find high-quality blades for half the price? And these are expertly crafted, high-quality razors. Harry's owns a factory in Germany that's been making razors for almost 100 years. These guys know what they're doing. And by cutting out the middlemen, Harry's delivers them to you with factory direct prices. Guys, I promise, this is a better quality and better value shave. And right now, you can get Harry's starter set complete with a razor, 3 blades, and shave cream. It's a month worth of shaving for just $15 with free shipping. Plus, visit Harrys.com now, and you'll also get $5 off your first order. To get your $5 off, go to Harrys.com now and enter code 1616 at checkout. That's Harrys.com, code 1616.
Hi, this is Justin Silver from CBS's Dogs in the City here on Animal Radio, just reminding you to always spay and neuter your pets.
Saturday in the park. That sounds like a good idea. Maybe after the show, we'll get out to the park. Thank you, Chicago, for that suggestion. Chicago also loves animals, has a lot of animals, lizards, and mostly chihuahuas. This portion of Animal Radio is underwritten by Halty, those fine folks over at Halty. If you have a dog that pulls, the Halty training lead by the company of animals gives you 8 versatile functions all in one lead, including 3 length ranges, as well as 2 dogs on one lead and a double steering control. Wow, this is like cutting edge technology, my friends. Find a Halty range retailer near you at www.companyofanimals.us. All I can say is I love the Halty. So are we going to the phones?
Yes,
is that what we were doing there? I'm sorry. I guess I got to hit that line on over there. And we have Bill. Hey, Bill, save me.
Hello.
How are you doing? Where are you calling from today?
Sarasota, Florida.
Oh, well, thank you. Are you listening on WSRQ?
Yes, I do.
I love that station down there. So what's going on? I got the whole team here for you.
Oh, great. Well, I have a cat that's 16 years plus, will be 17 this coming September.
Wow.
Yeah, he's doing well. However, a year ago last fall, he was in at the veterinarians and got a couple of shots of feline leukemia and distemper. He didn't do very well with them. I had to take him to another vet for an examination, and they did a blood workup, and I had to inject him because he'd gotten a little dehydrated. And mm-hmm. the veterinarian at the time said, don't give him any more shots. And so recently, well, back before Christmas, I received a card, a reminder card, saying that he's due now for, I believe it is the FVRCP, mm-hmm. and the feline leukemia shot. And I got thinking, you know, gosh, he didn't do well last time, and what the veterinarian had said to me, and I really got hesitant, so I haven't followed up and given him any more shots.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to read online. And so I started thinking about, you know, what's the duration of immunity with some of these things, and are we over-inoculating our poor friends?
And you're bringing up a lot of great points here, Bill. And congratulations, first of all, to have a kitty of that age. That is phenomenal. You've been doing a very good job to see your kitty to those golden years. So,
well, thank you.
So a couple things. You know, first, you know, we have an older kitty who after vaccinations has felt ill, run down, needed hospital care. So the question first that I think a lot of the listeners might say is, oh, my gosh, these vaccines make my cat sick. And the thing I like to point out in these situations is it isn't necessarily the vaccines that make the pet sick, but we have an older kitty that typically, there are a lot of other health concerns that are just kind of under the radar. Some we may know about, some we may not. And when we challenge the immune system with vaccination, we kind of take the body's energy away from dealing with those issues or problems, and then they can suffer a setback. So for me, I'm going to say I disagree with your vet completely, and all due respect. For me, an older kitty of 16 to 17, I see no reason to vaccinate them. There are generally other things that I would rather spend my client's dollar and address for the pet's health more so than vaccinations. And this is a strategy. There's no absolute kind of black and white line when we start to really talk about this. But for me, when I have a double-digit kitty, that's when I start to say, okay, let's individualize. Let's make sure we're addressing what's best for your cat and not just what we say, this is on a list of all the vaccines that are potentially possible, and really make a kind of a thoughtful decision on that. Because the other question you brought up is, you know, what's the duration of immunity with a lot of vaccinations? And for many vaccines, they last anywhere from 3 to 7 years. And I can't make an argument at all to give feline leukemia to a cat of that age, because unless we're in a super high risk, there's usually a very good immunity that they have after many years even of this vaccination. So I would say, I'd skip the vaccinations and really address what else we can do to help your older kitty. But certainly it sounds like, Bill, you've done a super, super job. What's your kitty's name?
Well, it's kind of different. It's Pud, P-U-D. She's just called Pud.
Like Puddy Cat.
Yes, that's right. So at any rate, he goes out, but he's always been tethered, you know, so he's just kind of in a courtyard at times or just on the back porch. But I do take him for a daily walk just around the property. He's not an outside cat per se, but he does get out. And so, but I think I probably should give him a rabies shot when that comes due. Do you feel that would be appropriate?
Well, rabies is required by law, and that too, you know, a veterinarian can't say, you know, don't give the rabies, but there are health reasons sometimes where we might not want to vaccinate, and I think we'd have to know more, you know, about your kitty's specific health. If giving a vaccine is going to make some other health problem come to the surface, you know, if you're keeping your kitty on a leash, the risk is pretty low of encountering a wild animal or a bat or something like that. So, but the thing I would want to stress is, and we're talking about older kitties and what shots they do or don't need. The number one thing that I would want cat owners to do is to make sure they still get in for that regular veterinary exam, because even if we're saying, you may not need those vaccinations, it is so important after they get over 7 to 10 years of age that you get into the vet clinic, because there's a lot of things that the veterinarian can get from a physical exam, problems we may need to address, small conditions that might need some special dietary care, and really kind of getting ahead of problems before they cause a more significant problem for the kitty.
Yes, I do that. He goes in twice a year, and I have him do the blood panel at that time as well, just to see.
Very good.
If there's anything, you know, happening that we might catch before, you know, he finally ends his life, to try and keep him the best I can. So, anyway, that's kind of what I'm doing, and I thank you very much. I don't think there's anything else that needs to be added. I will stay away from vaccinating him and just keep going into the veterinarian on a regular basis.
Very good. Well, best wishes for you and your kitty there.
Thanks, Bill, for your call. Toll free at 1-866-405-8405 to reach any one of the Dream Team. Great question, by the way, there. Always have questions about vaccinations. By the way, Dr. Debbie, if you want to pick up her books, Yorkshire Terriers, Shih Tzus, Pugs, or Mini Schnauzers, How to Be Your Dog's Best Friend, they are available at Kindle, at Amazon, and we have links over at animalradio.com. If you own one of these, or let's say they own you, you'll want to pick up this Guardian's Manual. Hi, Judy.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
How can we help you? I got the great Dr. Debbie right here.
Oh, good. I have a 2-year-old English bulldog, and she has a red mange, and I've been treating her with the Promaris. It's a tick and flea medicine.
Okay.
And I was wondering if there's any other, like a natural way without medication for treating her for this.
Well, there's definitely the most natural thing for a red mange is actually to do nothing. And that sounds horrible. Red mange.
But then she gets all red and then her hair falls off.
Okay, so obviously that's not a good solution for you. And I say that's partly jokingly, but red mange, which is actually Demodex mites, in many cases will go away on its own. So in about 30 to 50% of cases, it'll go away on its own. If it doesn't, we really have to address other underlying causes. And it's basically a type of mite that can be passed with heredity. And it also is affected. Yeah, exactly, from her mama. And it's also influenced very much by the pet's own immune system and their own ability to clear that. So for pets that have more generalized problem or more chronic problems, we really have to look at focusing on all those other ways that we can improve their overall immune status. So for female dogs, if she's not already spayed, she needs to be spayed, because the hormones you did that already. Super.
Yes, I did that a long time ago.
Great. Good. Now, for some pets, if we're not getting good control with something like Promaris, not everyone has super results with that. And in many cases, we'll use that every 2 weeks to every month to help treat the demodectic mange. And if that doesn't do it on its own, don't feel bad. In many cases, we'll have to add in other things. Now, in your question to natural remedies, probably not anything simple that's going to treat the mange by itself, but more to kind of support her immune status. So I would really look at other things, whether we need to use something like ivermectin along with the Promaris. For some pets, we can try a medication interceptor, which is a different flea tick medicine, and that might be of some use. But we also want to look at this immune support. And so sometimes things like probiotics, which can help support the immune health of the gut, that can be very important. And then also making sure we're looking for other disease processes in the body. We test for thyroid disease. We test the blood for other issues that might be present, and then treat those, because that will have an effect of improving the immune support of the body, and then thereby helping the red mange. So it's kind of more of a cascading effect of all these other things that can influence the pet with the red mange. And the other thing is that many, many times with a lot of different types of mange, they have bacterial infections in the skin. So we have to get them on courses of that to treat the secondary effects of all that. So has that kind of been your battle cry of what's been going on here?
Well, my thing is, I give her the Promaris, and I only give it to her probably every 3 to 4 months.
Every 3 to 4 months is definitely not frequent enough to effectively treat the mite. So if that's the purpose, is to treat the mite, you're not getting anywhere close to that. You're treating more for fleas and ticks with that.
Well, what I noticed is when I give it to her, it's when she barely starts to turn the pink, where I could barely start seeing it. So then as soon as I give it to her, she's fine for another 3 to 4 months. So it's like it's coming on. But I didn't want to give it to her so much because it smells horrible and I didn't know if it could cause any damage to her also.
Yeah, and definitely I understand all of those concerns. And we don't like to use products if we don't have to. But if you're only using it partially what it's just prescribed for, then we're only doing her part of the good. And this is not unusual. Okay. We see this with ear infections and skin conditions in dogs, that if you only do things for a short period of time and don't follow it through as prescribed, you're going to have relapses of problems. And that, I think, is what you're probably dealing with here. So before I'd say you're having a failure of Promaris not controlling this, I'd say we want to make sure you're being diligent on following those instructions by your veterinarian, and then perhaps doing these other things, looking at other underlying immune problems, and then maybe adding in a secondary medication such as oral ivermectin, which we can use along with that.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405. You know Canine Caviar for their great human-grade ingredients in your dog's food. We now continue that tradition and excellent pet nutrition with 7 single-serving cat food trays. We love our cats and dogs, and that's why we're featuring all human-grade tuna, salmon, and chicken proteins with other hand-chosen ingredients to promote proper nutrition. They're in environmentally friendly, recyclable, BPA-free plastic trays. Look for Canine and Feline Caviar products at your local pet supply store or online. For more information, call 800-392-7888.
Hi, I'm Junior, Director of Marketing for Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for us dogs. I have the best job in the world, sniffing out hotels and destinations where they roll out the red carpet for canines and humans alike. To find out where I've been lately and to learn how you can travel like me, pick up a copy of Fido Friendly magazine at your local bookstore or subscribe online at FidoFriendly.com to find out what all the barking's about.
And now, for Geico's stuff found in your car, we go inside your backseat vent.
Hello, the French fry by the pink crayon. Last week I was king of the car seat, and then your kid's favorite song stopped and boom, meltdown. Remember, it took you 15 minutes to clean up. 15 minutes you could have spent switching to Geico and saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Please find us. If it gets any hotter, Pinky over there's gonna have a different kind of meltdown.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Tackle your first do-it-yourself project of the year. Replace that old carpet with easy-to-install floors from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get it done for less with incredible deals on DIY-friendly Brazilian cherry laminate. It's our thickest and best, and it's less than a buck. Or get the gorgeous look of oak from just 49 cents, plus unbeatable deals on pre-finished solid hardwood, bamboo, vinyl plank, and more for about half of what you'd pay somewhere else. And get special financing. Don't put off that DIY project. Get rid of your dingy carpet and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.